This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
And now, a Blaze Media podcast.
Okay. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's been almost 2 weeks. I've not had one. Oh, come on. Cannot wait to try this. Oh my gosh. It is amazing. I have another one now, so thirsty. All right, guess we can start the show. No, I gotta do the opening story. We're recording that? So congratulations are in order to Oregon State University. They are going to put feminine hygiene products in men's restrooms because not all students who menstruate are female. Starting this winter term, they're going to begin placing free feminine hygiene products in all according to Julian Chu, the queer affairs coordinator for the school's student association, not all students who menstruate are female.
You talk about wokeness, bruh.
Julian Chu, we are adding these resources to all bathrooms because, as not all students who menstruate are female identified. No, wait, don't cut me off. Not all students who menstruate are female identified.
So woke, baby.
Woo!
I'm inspired.
So some may identify as the LGBTQIA plus male, other, etc. Those students may not be comfortable entering a specific bathroom if we provided these resources only in a specific bathroom and would exclude them from receiving these resources. She's referencing transgender men who identify as male but are biologically female.
I thought that was not possible. I thought it was not possible being biological anything.
If I identify as a male, then I'm a man, but, you know, biologically, I'm still a female. And I still get my period, but I'm identifying as a man. Chu also argued that the new initiative will help accommodate students who may not be able to afford feminine hygiene products. Still being able to go to college, though, at Oregon State University, though, aren't they?
Please clap.
Oh, that is. Whoa, wait. What the hell was that? Seriously, what was that?
That's Jeb Bush asking for please clapping.
Why?
Because I guess I haven't clapped for all the other wokeness that they're talking about. So,
you know, that killed Jeb Bush, and I see where Buttigieg did that the other day too.
He did
asking people clap, and that's I realize what Pete was doing, but that's a death knell, man.
It is the please
you
clap movement.
Never ask the audience to clap or look alive or anything. Just roll with it, man. Just go.
Just wait for the next punchline. You tell me that the entire campaign speech is held on that clapping? Come on, bro. You got to have more clapping moments.
So the school currently, back to Oregon State University, the school currently has at least 207 gender-inclusive restrooms in 75 buildings on campus. The first buildings to showcase the free feminine hygiene products and waste bins in its restrooms will be the Memorial Union and Student Experience Center. Eventually, all other buildings will follow suit. Hey, this is good, argues Student Association Vice President Kylie Boinch. Kylie, B-O-E-N-I-S-C-H.
That's a good last name.
Who said access to the products is not a privilege, it's a right.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. So I expect shaving cream and shavers.
Rachel Josephson, Student Association president, suggested that the initiative helps shape a future that the world needs. Providing these services to all genders is absolutely necessary in serving the needs of the student body and also to shape an inclusive future students want to see.
You know what the world needs, Jeffy? A draft. A world war draft.
The installation of new products and dispensers will cost the Memorial Union and Student Experience Center around $2,000. Those are just the dispensers, my friends. They're not talking about the refilling.
Oh, no, okay? That's just the boxes to put the crap in?
The boxes to hold and dispense.
For free, though. So there's no way that's 25 cents...
That's not the product.
Yeah.
The product you're still getting for free, and when that's empty...
Someone...
needs to replace it. And Chu, the Queer Affairs Coordinator.
That's a title I want. I want that title.
Added that the end goal is to have dispensers available in every campus building.
Amen.
And have the school paying for all student menstrual products.
I'm literally inspired to go to Oregon College.
Oregon State.
University. I am so inspired. Oh, man. I got goosebumps. Look at my goosebumps. Like, every hair is sticking up.
If you're watching live on Blaze TV or the Blaze Podcast Network, Chris, hold your arm up to the camera. If you're listening and watching live, you can see the goosebumps right there.
Goosebumps. Hair. Hair's sticking up.
Oh, I didn't see the hairs.
You didn't see the hair. Zoom in. Hair sticking up. And me, like an idiot, just raised you all over the classroom. You can't even see it. I could have just said, I raised my hand, and no one would ever notice.
No, but they would, because you're on the camera. It's live. That's what I'm saying.
None of the camera works.
Here, I want to talk to us about goosebumps that you just received. 888-900-3393 is the phone number.
We are monitoring the lines, yes. We are monitoring the lines.
So if you got goosebumps, too, though, you can email us at chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Or, follow me on Twitter, at JeffyJFR. Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. Why do you do that? When I hear that, all I think of is the Alec Baldwin calls.
No calls. No calls.
Is there a number anyone could call?
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Alec Baldwin, call your mom?
Here, talking the big stories. Is Sean Hannity a Scientologist? That's so bad. Holy cow.
Any calls? Let me check. No calls.
Nothing yet.
I'm going to call your mother?
Yeah, let's get her on the line. Alec Baldwin here, talking the big stories. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting.
You're welcome. Hey, It's Friday. You started with a freaking very heavy story.
No, I was just congratulating Oregon State University.
That's a heavy story.
What?
But that's a very heavy story.
No, it's a light bleed. Read.
Jeffy.
No.
I said the other thing in your ear.
What's that?
I said it in your ear. He said.
You didn't say that.
I did say that.
No, you did not say that.
I said heavy flow. Like a period.
I made it funnier.
You did?
Because that's what I do here. That's interesting. Is there a number anybody can call?
It's right there in front of you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Alec Baldwin, what a douche. So, speaking of douches, Hunter Biden.
Well, that's a big one.
You know him, you love him.
Hey.
You know him, you love
him. He's a father, though.
Now, well.
Uh-oh. No.
He is still, he is the father. Okay. He's 16-month-old child now, yeah.
From the stripper.
So, former. How dare you. Okay.
So, is that what you guys call a bastard child?
Yeah.
So that's a bastard child?
Yeah, so Joe's got the bastard grandchild, yeah.
I wouldn't see that on Trump's 2020 campaign.
Bastard grandfather.
Hey, how's your bastard grandson?
So good.
Dude, you tell me that the Trump supporters...
Look at those push-ups.
Did you tell me that the Trump supporters are not going to love that? He comes out in a rally.
Fantastic.
And says, not even that bastard grandson will even see his grandfather. He's not even going to vote for him.
That's fantastic.
Wait, Trump, he can't vote. He's 16 months.
So the judge in Arkansas presiding over the paternity case has ordered Hunter to show up. He's got to appear.
Oh.
That's next week, January 29th. My birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
No, thank you.
142. Nice.
Yeah, I know. So
you
he,
want cake?
He want to explain the state of his finances because he missed the deadline to hand
to
over
file. Yes.
To hand over all his records.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, yes.
And so the original judge, which I find kind of interesting, buried in the story, it talks about the original judge, this judge Don McSpadden. He recused himself.
Oh.
Yes, and I'm out.
Well, he doesn't.
I'm out.
Do you really want to be the
judge?
He's
the one that ordered Biden to hand over all his records. And then, you know what? I'm out.
Well, think about it, Jeffy. Do you want to be that judge that is forcing the the former vice president's son to not only appear in court, but to appear in court and show his financial. Oh,
right. Show the financials. And they say that it's going to be private. Right? It's
okay.
Not going to be.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's what they say.
Call Chalupa. Call Burisma.
And that's what they say. Now, she's been seeking the former, the mother of the child.
Yeah, the stripper.
The mother of the child.
The stripper, yes.
She's been seeking $11,000 from Biden to defray the cost of her paternity case.
Just pay that.
Right? Why isn't he just paying the money?
I'm sorry, but you could have taken a very simple page out of Donald Trump's book.
Pay the stripper to
shut up.
Pay the stripper.
Literally.
And it's not pay the stripper to shut up. It's to hear somebody for my kid.
No. See, now you're getting too involved now. You're getting too involved. You pay the stripper to shut up. You literally... Have you not seen any TV show? Any movie has this. Any movie goes over on how to treat the stripper that is trying to blackmail you.
Here's the money. Get out.
Come on.
The end of the show. Roll credits.
Sopranos.
Roll credits. It's over.
SVU.
And then you just, you know, maybe after a couple of years, the mother.
Yeah. You throw a little bit more.
Slips and falls. Throw a little bit more. Or
throw
slips
a little
and
bit
falls.
More. Slips and falls and. She's at the Hudson River frozen like a popsicle.
Right. And did you
see part two?
Speaking of
that's part two of the movie. That's the second act.
Speaking of slips and falls.
Oh no, who slipped
and fell?
Was it Bill Cosby?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You see where Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And, which is great.
Good
she's
for
like
her.
$50 million or whatever. She's
Good
never gonna
her.
See any money. It's just a matter of telling Hillary, shut up.
And it's getting her name out.
I'm not a traitor. I'm not this. I love America. Right.
But she has nothing. Right. No, she doesn't qualify
but
for anything.
But in part of the suit.
Yes!
In part of the suit, it talks about, Tulsi Gabbard is a natural person who is a citizen and domiciliary of the state of Hawaii, lives in the state of Hawaii.
Resides.
Doesn't say that, though. How do you say that? Give me the computer of that. Don't roll your eyes.
Spell it.
Domiciliary.
Of the state of Hawaii, domiciliary.
Domiciliary.
Who's a citizen and domiciliary. Of
domiciliary.
Of the state. I don't need Chu from Oregon State University and her diversity campaign giving me different pronunciations. I'm just...
Domiciliary.
I got it. Don't talk down to me. Now the computer's talking down to me? But the best part of this right here is she has never experienced, does not currently experience, or does not expect to experience thoughts of suicide. That is
that because
fantastic?
Epstein didn't kill himself?
Well, that and the
Clinton
death list,
count?
Right? Yeah.
Clinton body count.
That's really funny.
Which, by the way, did you see there's a new body to the Clinton body count?
Ooh, which one now? Did I miss one?
The spouse of the Google whistleblower. Did you see that he blames the Clinton?
Wait, what?
Oh, we need to go. Yes. I'm going to send you this story. Stand by, Jeff Fisher. I'm sending you the email.
All right, while I'm waiting for that to come through, just know that I am so looking forward to the Ghislaine speech. As long as we're on the Epstein suicide watch and the Clinton body count. Ghislaine, Jeffrey Epstein's main girl, right? Who's been in hiding, in parentheses. She had her emails hacked.
Oh, no.
The world wants to see these emails,
man. We want to see all the emails.
So, right?
Because one of those emails came from Andrew, Prince Andrew.
Right.
Saying, I'm paraphrasing, of course. I'm sorry. I'm paraphrasing here. I need you to clear my name of all this. That email was sent. Paraphrasing, of course. But I want to see all that.
Well, we have to see every one of those emails, man. Okay, so this is the guy that Glenn talked to. This
Dr. Epstein.
Dr. Robert Epstein. Now, he's a senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. And he, when Glenn talked to him, he talked about his testimony about the Google search engines and their leaning toward the Clintons and driving people to where they wanted them to go, right? And he had done all these tests about the algorithm that drove voters to Hillary and so on. So in December, just a month ago, he announced that his wife was killed when her car spun out of control in inclement weather in California. The Highway Patrol, well, I know, the Highway Patrol said she lost control of her Ford Ranger in the rain and careened into oncoming traffic. Ooh, just
terrible.
Yeah,
it was sad. It was really tragic.
According to his post, Dr. Epstein said, hashtag Misties, and he doesn't know how his hashtags work.
Stop it. Okay. Move on.
Misty's awesome Ford Ranger.
Stop it. Move on.
Words never.
Move on, Fisher. See, this is a problem. People like you focus on the wrong situation.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Added another body to his body count, and you're trying to focus.
Theirs.
Whatever.
I'm just saying that he, in his tweet,
yes,
Dr.
he made
Robert
a
Epstein
face.
At Dr. He, Ari, actor Dr. R. Epstein.
He made mistakes. Mistakes were made. I'll give you that. Mistakes were made.
All right.
But you're burying the freaking lead in here, bro.
Can't get past it. It's the beginning of the tweet. Hashtag Misty apostrophe S. That's not the way the hashtag works.
It's called move on.
And then it says awesome Ford Ranger.
Again, move on.
Words never written or spoken before ever in the history of man.
That's how you know that it's
except for
him.
Maybe by Ford. The awesome Ford Ranger?
Maybe he was an awesome Ford Ranger.
You know what? You're right.
Who are you to judge?
Was broadsided by a Freightliner semi towing two loads of cement.
Think about it.
I had my ear to her heart for most of the last 100 minutes of her life. I heard her take her last breath, and I heard the last breath of her heart, or the last beat of her heart. Mine is broken. So sad.
Dude, it's this.
So sad.
I thought you saw this. I really thought you saw this. Because this is like, as soon as this came out, I put hashtag Clinton body count. We all knew that. As soon as the Daily Mail came up with this report, the first thing I said, I know why she died.
And to hopefully try to save his own life, he then tweeted, and no, I don't think Google or Hillary had anything to do with Misty's death. But for you conspiracy theorists out there, here's a recent article about Misty's accident from one of the world's largest tabloid newspapers. And he gives a Daily Mail link.
Why aren't you not reading this tweet? By the way, although losing Misty is devastating for me, there will never be another Misty in my life. After all, I'm still not suicidal. Hear that, Google? Hear that, Hillary? Why didn't you read that tweet? See, once again, you're burying the story that I want you to cover. Again, this goes with a stupid 60-minute report of Epstein's crap. You go the other way. I'm literally handing you a Clinton body count in a golden platter. Not even silver platter. Golden platter. And you decide to skip two very important tweets. Seriously, who are you? When they remove your gallbladder, did they also remove your
I'm sorry?
Right thinking, your sense of, I don't even know the word. I'm so upset at you right now. I'm speechless. How dare you not question everything with boldness?
So according to Dr. Epstein, after he briefed a group of state AGs about Google's power to rig elections. And can we just back up for just a second, please?
Yeah, yeah.
This is another tweet from Dr. Robert Epstein.
Okay.
And this is the tweet. Last year, after I briefed a group of state AGs about hashtag Google's
move on, baby.
Apostrophe. Move yes, on. It doesn't know how the hashtag works.
It's okay,
and why doesn't he use an apostrophe? Power to rig elections. One of them said, I think you're going to die in an accident in a few months. Well, I mean, he didn't.
Keep reading.
Yeah, a few months later, his beautiful wife did.
Keep reading. The
Google
way that he,
said, the Google, the AG said, I think you're going to die.
They thought he was in the car too. Hasn't your wife been driving around for the last week?
You know, I'm just making the argument for Google.
Are you?
And
oh my God.
They got to me.
Google got to you.
They got to me. Yeah. Big search engine.
Search engine.
You know what? You know what my nickname is now?
What?
Alphabet. Man, let me tell you. This Coca-Cola Zero Sugar that I'm going through today is awesome. I'm going to try to kick the soda habit. Don't look at me like that. I'm going to try to give them up.
You're going to do that?
I'm going to try to give up
when
sodas.
Coca-Cola is doing a subscription base.
Yeah, they're already sold out, though. The subscription.
Yes, but round two comes up in the next 2 weeks.
Plus, I got to try the vanilla float Coke, right?
Yeah.
Got to try that. But the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. I'm not talking about the trial runs, the tests. I'm talking about day-to-day, you know.
Yeah, which is why
a dozen Coke Zeros every day.
Which is why Coca-Cola said, wait, there's people like Jeffy that spend gods and gods of money. How about we do a subscription-based Coca-Cola run? Oh, we sold out? Okay, we're going to do another one in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, of course, that actually worked, Bill. Oh, I told you it would. It's dumb.
So you're not going to try for it?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that my Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, the last one, by the way.
The last?
Coca-Cola Zero Sugar in my little refrigerator here at work.
I thought today, I was like, dude, you kicking the habit on a Friday?
It's the last one in my refrigerator here at the studios.
What about home?
I think I'm down to maybe one or two.
Also, this weekend is it.
Yeah.
Are you kicking it this weekend?
I think I am.
Ooh, Fisher.
Because I haven't had any in.
How does it taste? Does it taste different?
Over a week. I had anything for 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 or 12 days.
Oh, look at you. You can count.
Thank you. Maybe 18 days.
How does it taste? Does it taste different?
No, it tastes good.
Yeah.
It was ice. Been sitting in that refrigerator.
Oh, that and oh, the little
for
one?
For those 12 days. Oh, my God.
So it's super chilled.
Oh, so good.
Now, I know we should not be talking about this because we have crap to talk about. What about those cigarettes?
Long gone.
Are you missing those?
No.
No?
I'm not smoking.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not smoking, but like you went through another surgery that's stressful.
I know.
And you know.
I know. No, you know what? No, no, I'm good.
Oh, good.
I felt good about it.
Good.
I'm down to my last
No, nicotine gums. Gum?
And I was thinking,
you kicking it?
I was thinking, you know.
Who are you? And what have you done with our Jeffy? So you're kicking.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, that one you're thinking about is still.
Both of them I'm thinking about.
Oh. Oh, okay. Then never mind
I'm
then.
I'm thinking about
it. Oh, never mind then. We'll see you Monday. See you Monday with three Cokes to put in the fridge and then some nicotine gum.
Remember to subscribe to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. That's right. Subscribe to this podcast. If you're listening and you're not a subscriber.
You're a loser.
You know what? Yes. Yes, you are. What are you doing? Subscribe, damn it. Go to iHeart. Go to Google Play Podcast or Google Podcast or whatever they call it. Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Core. Yeah, that's right. Two different things. I know Chris Cruz tried to think he was Mr. Is that two things? But it is. Just subscribe. I don't care what platform you use. Well, I do, actually. I do care what platform you use. Just don't use the one that begins with
S. You know.
S.
Ends with cloud.
It rhymes with cloud. Use anyone else if you want. No problem.
Don't use that one.
Just don't use that one. There's so subscribe.
Plenty. There's plenty anyways.
Right. You
if
don't
you're
need
an
that
Android,
one.
You go to Google Play.
You don't need that one.
If you're Apple, you go to iTunes. Done.
Thank you. So I'm reading that the CDC, they not only take care of people with, from Wuhan, China, and the rest of it, they also released its findings on their latest study on physical activity. Physical activities across the U.S. It combined data.
Like exercising?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From 2015 through 2018. Now, it was based on telephone interviews conducted by
people,
both federal and state health officials. So
have you ever participated in a survey?
I don't get called for this.
Yeah, because I never get those.
Now, I don't. If I don't know your number, I'm not picking up the phone. I'm not picking up the number on my phone.
Okay, but no, they don't leave messages. Going to say,
and I don't have a hard line at the house.
Does the census? Do they call you, or is that? Oh, that's a door knock.
I think they actually. I think.
Oh, that's like by the
mail.
No,
we got to find out about this.
Okay,
I thought they mailed.
Keep talking. Yeah,
I thought they mailed it to you. So, according to the new study. Physical inactivity was determined if they responded no to the question, during the past month, other than your regular job, did you participate in any physical activities or exercises such as running, calisthenics, golf, gardening, or walking for exercise? Well, yeah, you would consider that physically inactive if someone answered no to that. So the South had the highest levels of physical inactivity. 28% of adults responded no. Coming into number two, the Northeast, the Midwest, and the West. Now, Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon, and the District of Columbia were the most active areas in the nation.
Yeah, that's where all the Antifa thing happened. You got the DC marching.
Less than 20% of physical inactivity levels, according to the findings. Now, the seven states that were the fatties. All right, 30% or more physically inactive. All right, are the fatties. Seven states. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Congratulations! Come on down! Oh, walk easy. No, don't get up too fast. Launch out of breath. Take it easy. Come on down. You are the most inactive states in the country. Come on down. Congratulations. Yes. Now, I was looking at the shadings here. And
wait, what?
The shadings of the map, not from, covered up from the bellies. I was looking at the shadings from the bellies. And it looks like they're counting states, the seven states, but it looks like your people are on this too.
What do you mean your people?
Your people, Puerto Rican.
Well, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Of course you have to count us.
Well, they're not in the seven state listings, but they're in the shading listing.
Okay. So that means we're active, but we're not active.
No, right? That means you're not considered a state.
Oh.
No, that means you're a territory and you're fat.
Ooh, that's the double whammy.
Right.
By the way, I got the answer if you want the answer about the census.
Do I?
You do, because by April 1st, 2020, every home will receive an invitation to participate in the 2020 census by these options.
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I got this right. All right. They're going to send you a thing in the mail that says log on to the website and answer all the questions.
No.
Or they're going to come to your house and dance in front of you and ask you questions.
No.
Or they're going to have a barbecue at the local park and have the neighborhood show up and ask everybody questions.
Yes, and they have ice in the corner.
I knew it.
So you could do online.
What did I just say?
By phone or by the mail. But the mail is not going to tell you to go to the website. It's just all separate. Now, if you don't do that by April 1st, 2020, in mid-March, households will begin to receive official census by the mail.
Wait.
I know that makes no sense. Because I thought March came first. Right?
Yes. And on every calendar that I've seen before, March comes before April.
By the way, if you live in the final locations, you're going to be on a different timeline for the 2020.
Wait, if I live what?
In the following locations.
Okay.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I don't really care.
The U.S. islands. Very remote areas such as Northern Maine.
They already started the Alaska one. I'm just saying they already started the Alaska one.
Very remote areas are in Northern
Nobody
Maine.
Nobody wants to go there. You ever been to Maine?
I never been to Maine.
You
told me it was a beautiful state.
No. When you go up to Maine, if you make a left and head out into the forest, bro, you have a nice day. Okay, you just, honey, weren't we supposed to go left here? The GPS said keep going. The Chuck E. Cheese is coming up. And you're in the national forest there, man. You have a nice day. Gone. So, have we worked out the timeline yet? Or?
Well, for some people, it is not clear how they should count themselves. So, if you're this kind of people, people who live in more than one place.
Right.
People who are moving on Census Day, April 1st.
Okay.
People who are born on April 1st.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Or people that will die on Census Day, April 1st. Or...
So if you're dead, you're not sure how to fill out the census. Okay.
Or people experiencing homelessness. How do you count yourself? But, Jeffy, if you have more questions, you go to 2020census.gov.
And you're good.
And they'll explain all the timeline... And how
2020 census.
.gov.
I want to go to that website more than.
Make sure you'll be interested in spreading the word, because everyone can play a part in ensuring a complete and accurate count in 2020.
So if you're on social media, make sure you hashtag census 2020.
No, we're going to take over.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Hey, hi, Bill. You guys filled out the census yet? We have. We made it a party last night. We filled it out. Oh, no, we haven't. Boy, you should. Just go to 2020census.gov.
By the way,
how much money are we going to spend on those commercials?
On the, if you click in more, like get more facts to fix a timeline. Get a member of every resident to complete the census online by phone or by mail in March and April.
March and April. Yeah, they just want you to get started in March.
But so not April 1st and then March. No, forget about that one.
So if I die.
Yes.
On, say, March 30th?
Yes.
March 31st? Should I fill it out still? Or?
Procrastinate. You okay.
Okay, this story is specifically for you, Chris Cruz.
I'm here.
I thought of you when I saw the headline. I know you're here. You're right. Everybody knows you're here. If you're watching live on Blaze TV, you can see the cameras right there.
Well,
and
sure
if you're listening
to
and watching live.
Make sure you listen to the podcast.
Oh, I mean, it's right there. If you want to subscribe to Blaze TV, just go to, you know, blazetv.com/Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y.
Yeah. And, or you can just go and
what a discount
subscribe.
You'll get.
Just subscribe. Podcast drops at 3 Central, 4 Eastern.
Monday through Friday.
And Saturday maybes.
We do the Saturday
podcast.
This week
we have a Saturday and a Sunday.
I mean.
Come on, man.
Just let me be clear about this, all right? You're welcome. All right, I've come out straight from the hospital. I've worked this tongue to the bone.
Okay, never mind. Then I'm not going to ask. I say how hard you've worked your tongue, but you told me to the bone.
Thank you.
Does the tongue have a bone?
Just look. I'm not looking. I'm not looking at my tongue. Hey, look. Look at my tongue. Okay, so this story.
No, it does not have a bone.
Oh, Jesus.
The tongue is unique.
What is this then? What is this then?
Which might have it checked and removed. just like they remove your gallbladder, they might have removed whatever that is. But according to this, the tongue is unique and is the only muscle that's not connected to a bone at both ends.
I would disagree with that, though.
You would?
I have an argument.
You do?
Off the top of my head.
Oh my God.
Disagrees with that. Okay. That your tongue is connected to a bone.
Okay, we'll have that on the dessert.
Did you get that yet or?
No.
Okay. So I'm reading a story. I see the headline last night and all I could think of is you.
Okay, right. Here we go. I like when you think of me.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, my man. Woo woo.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. You got me there.
His girlfriend.
What? No. 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 Beth is already, she's not even dead.
Disgusts fans with a pic taken from the marital bed. He doesn't even deserve a full one.
I'm freaking speechless over here for having to turn on that stupid pod. So right now the dog is shagging.
So his relationship with Moon.
Okay,
hold on. You remember Moon because she formerly worked as Beth's assistant.
Oh, the theories I have already.
Moon took to Instagram to share a pic from bed with dog and Beth's pet pooch, leaving fans a little outraged.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's new girlfriend breaks silence with brutal life goes on post. So, Dog,
dude.
Fans are unhappy with Dwayne.
Of course!
Why? She's been dead a year. She's been gone a year.
No, I'm sorry, Jeffy.
Move
no,
on.
No.
Yes.
Yes, Dog and Beth were under like third marriage or second marriage, yes. But come on, bro. Your brand is Dog and Beth. Now you tell me I gotta freaking like this bitch too?
So, listen up.
Okay.
Listen up, dog hater. Dog commented.
By the way, she looks just like Beth.
Dog commented.
Oh, all right. Big dog. All right. Give me an excuse.
There will never be another Mrs. Dog. But that doesn't mean I have to be so sad. Moon has been a trustworthy and loyal friend to me for over 20 years.
Okay.
She has been with my family through many ups and downs.
All I can think about
is... Oh yeah, is it disrespectful if I say, sure she's dead? But Moon is still here. Yeah, no, I can't do that. But, I mean, she's been gone a year, right? And so, what is the time?
Never.
No, that's crap.
How
that's
old is
ridiculous.
Dog? How old is dog?
66. That's ridiculous.
And she's 53.
So?
No, you stay single, baby.
No.
In the website, you still have a freaking name.
Plenty of the fans. I've lost all respect for Dog.
Absolutely.
This is horrible.
It is horrible.
How can you send a pic of yourself, a friend or sister, to a woman, then post videos of you laid up in her bed? You are so disrespectful to the memory. Dog, is she that easily replaced?
Well, according to news, he owes $11,000 in taxes at a home that he shares with a new girlfriend. So he's already starting a relationship in the red.
What does that have to do with anything? What does the tax bill have to do with anything with Dog and Moon?
It's more disgrace. It means that he should not be dating this Moon girl.
All right.
I'm sorry, but...
And I will say this. If it is the same bed...
That's disgusting, bro.
Usually, that's the first thing you get rid of.
I still have my bed from my first marriage.
Ooh, you're not sleeping on that, are you?
No, that's where the guest sleeps.
Do not tell the wife.
That's where the guest sleeps. Well, I sleep
on... Maybe you have not seen the Kaminsky Method on Netflix, but that's this big topic of one full episode, yes. Okay? And but that's a good topic.
That is a good topic. But I sleep on her mattress that she's had her whole life. So... Ooh. I think this is a conversation we need to talk about.
I think it might be, my friend. I think it might be, because you never know. You never know what she's thinking about when she's looking at the one corner. Might be Dog.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
Just got an email from the 92nd Oscars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to building a relationship with our people at the Oscars.
I'm dealing with the Oscars, with the Academy. All those people. And so far, they've been really nice
to me. What that means to you, the Chewing the Fat listener, the CTF influencers, is you're going to be getting information about the Oscars and the Golden Globes. And you're going to be getting it so you don't have to go to worry about these other dingleberries.
No.
You don't have to worry.
Eat tonight, forget about it.
Oh, my gosh. Did I know I watch? Oh. I watched
Eat Tonight,
Entertainment Tonight. Mm-hmm. I watched a little late with What's Her Face Sing.
Yep.
When I was in the hospital, I watched some of the shows that I don't ever watch. You know, because why not? Right?
Yeah. Why not? You're already there. Yeah.
And holy cow!
I know.
Holy cow!
I
got to tell you,
they're paying way too much to those people for whatever they're doing. It's unwatchable. No.
It's amazing how unwatchable it is.
It's so disconnected.
I couldn't believe it.
They are so disconnected.
I couldn't believe it. And a little late, I thought she was supposed to be funny.
No, she is.
What am I missing with her?
That's the YouTuber we talked about.
I know all about it. And I went back and I watched some of her YouTube stuff, which was okay.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But she gets the network deal.
And we told her not to do that network deal because that's literally a step back.
And I thought so too.
But maybe it's not.
I don't know, man.
Anyways, the reason why
I saw her. No, don't cut me off. Don't say anyway. Don't cut me off.
Okay, sorry.
Because I want to talk a little bit about those things. Because I saw where Matt Walsh.
The one from Did You Work
Here? Mr. Peanut video? Yeah, no, the Daily Wire. Tweeted out a 5-minute segment of her.
Okay.
One of her bits from her show, and she's talking about coming out
as a
bisexual.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot that she's a bi.
And did he come out as a bisexual? She's trying to make that sound like it's
as a thing. No, because usually people that come out are the gays. Not even the lesbians come out.
Right.
Yeah, it's usually the gays. And by the way, yes, the gays are the dudes and the lesbians are the girls.
Doesn't seem like that's
a big deal. Not a thing.
Anyway, it is to her. And it was a whole, been a year since she's come out, and she's trying to make these as bisexual.
Mm.
And right, I know, I thought the same thing about that. Anyway, so then, and she's doing this whole 5-minute bit.
Did you find the?
I found it was all contrived punchline jokes. It was almost like what's her face on TNT that just is agonizing. That
Samantha Bee?
Yes.
Well,
it was Samantha Bee-ish.
Samantha Bee needs to do what she's been doing now is do TV shows, not the late night shows. She's doing like scripted TV shows, and one of them is The Detour. Fascinating. It's good writing, funny, quick.
Is it just a sitcom?
It's a sitcom.
Okay.
is written by her and then the main actor of that TV show.
Okay.
Great.
Maybe I'll give you that.
Great.
I'll give you that. Okay.
Girl, you're channeling your writing there.
Okay.
Then you go to her show.
I know. I mean, the show is... Oof,
and TBS, man. It's not TNT, it's TBS.
TBS, yeah.
TBS. I don't know.
She does one show a week for 30 minutes and she gets all these accolades?
I don't
know. One show a week.
TBS.
30 minutes at night on TBS. And she gets all these accolades and making all this money? Are you kidding me?
Who's watching TBS, seriously?
Zero is watching TBS.
Who is going from...
And they're replaying that show maybe, what, 10 times during the week?
No, they're replaying that show like...
More than 10?
Yes. Yes.
More than twice a day?
Yes.
They have to get their money's worth. Because whatever they're spending on that show, it's way too much.
Because, like, I'm sorry.
I'll give you 30 minutes a week that will be funnier than that off the top of my head.
Without writers. Who's going to go from a Tonight Show, oh, crap, it's time. Go to TBS. I want to watch Samantha Bee. Who's doing that?
No one I know.
Who's stopping their Netflix binging to say, oh my gosh, it's Thursday night, Samantha's on.
And maybe that's the point, right? But with her show, it doesn't matter. Okay, so the live news show is, when is it actually? Probably Thursday night,
I think
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say the live news show weekly is Thursday night at 9:30 Eastern, whatever it is. I think that's right, too. I think it's Thursday night at 9:30 is the new weekly live show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But maybe that's the point, is that you don't have to set your time clock to it. That's just the time they've allotted for it so that you can catch it multiple times during the week on TBS or you download it on the app.
It's Wednesdays at 10:30.
Like I said, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 9:30 is exactly the right time. Wednesday night?
Wednesday night's at 10:30.
Yeah, so close. It was right there.
By the way, TBS just renewed the show for third and fourth season.
What are we doing wrong?
I don't know. We have to be doing something wrong if we're not freaking on TBS.
What are we doing wrong?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring this up.
I love, and I don't mean that for you listening to Chewing the Fat, this has nothing to do with you, okay? Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat, and I love you guys, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and thank you, and I appreciate you subscribing and going out of your way to listen. I mean that. I really do.
I feel like you're about to punch him in the gut.
But I want...
I feel like you are seriously... You're being dad right now.
I'm so freaking done with these people. Samantha Bee has got a TBS freaking deal.
I feel like you're about to sit them down.
Samantha freaking Bee.
You're about to gut punch him so hard. They're about to puke the last two meals.
If I come upstairs one more time and this room is not clean, I'm going to kick both your asses. And I want these. I don't know why there's these bowls up here. I don't want this trash picked up. I don't know what you're doing.
What's this cop doing up here?
I don't know what you're doing in this bathroom, but I want this crap cleaned up right now. Okay,
seriously,
I can't take it.
I saw that coming.
I just can't. Back to the Oscars.
Okay,
the email I just got. I can't.
The 92nd Oscars performance announcement just got sent out. So, this is in no order other than alphabetical order.
Okay.
So this is not
this is importance. Who's performing at the Oscars.
As the Oscars.
All right, great. Cool. Coming up February something.
Yes. February 9th.
There you go.
ABC, 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
No host. Go ahead.
Yes. And I also have a list of the people that are going to be announcing, but that's not. But anyways, Randy Newman.
Great stuff. Love Randy.
Going to be performed.
He's made so much money off those shows, the Toy Story shows.
So he
was a performer way before. I mean, remember Short People? He did the Short People song, and I mean, he's been good for
him. He's not going to do that song.
What is he like 80 now?
I don't know. While I'll give the title while he's performing, you could check that out.
Randy Newman.
He's going to perform "I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away" from
Toy Story 4. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Elton John is performing.
Oh, it's 76.
You were close.
Randy Newman, 76,
close.
Yeah.
Cool. No doubt. Well, he's not there yet, though, to have that conversation, to let the cat
pretty
out of
pretty close,
bag.
Man.
Yeah, he's close,
pretty
but he's not there
close.
Yet. So Elton John will be there, too. That's your homeboy.
Oh, yeah. He's got to promote the movie, right?
Yep.
He's doing the soundtrack from the movie.
Yep. I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocketman.
How old is Elton now, too? Elton's it's there, like too,
80.
Right?
Yeah, he's 80, right?
I should know how old Elton is.
You Why should.
Is
we talk about him literally every day. We talk to him every day that we even
about
have.
Him every day, but.
We even have.
She packed my bag last night, flight.
I love.
0 hour, there 9 a.m. Come on, where's the thing? Where's the thing?
Then you have.
So he was born in 1947. Was that 57, 67, 77, 87, 97, 2007, 2017? That's 72. Okay, 72.
Okay. Chrissy Metz.
She's going to do. Oh, man, do I love.
I'm standing
him,
with you
her.
From Breakthrough. Remember, Breakthrough was a big movie.
Right, I loved it. And, yeah. and him, her, she, they, them.
She, Chrissy Metz.
Is great.
Yes, yes, yes. Then you're going to have Idina and Aurora performing Into the Unknown.
Oh, from Frozen.
From Frozen 2. Yeah. Yep. And then Cynthia Erivo. I hope that's her name.
Man, do I love her.
And she's going
to. Is that to her, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. She's going to perform a stand up from the movie Harriet.
Oh.
Yeah, Harriet Truman. Did you get to see that movie?
No.
Yeah, Harriet Truman.
Why would I watch a movie about Harriet Truman?
Yeah, just the slave girl, you know, that she went on
Harriet
the wrong.
Truman was Truman. Harriet Truman was black? I didn't. Oh, you mean Harriet Tubman?
Oh, crap.
Harriet Tubman. Jesus.
No, Truman. Who's Truman then? Who's Harriet Truman? Is there Harriet Truman?
I thought. Well, I was. President Truman. I thought that was Truman's wife.
Is there Harriet Truman?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know. I don't know what Truman's wife's name is, but I thought for sure that was her.
Yeah, Harriet Truman is.
Oh, Tubman. But who's Truman's wife? What's her name? She's the one that I think of when I think about the story about Truman was one of the last presidents that drove home from the White House.
Yes.
When his term was over. Remember, that's the story. He was driving home, and he got pulled over for driving too slow.
Mr. President?
Right. And the wife was, I keep telling him.
Bess Truman.
Yeah, Bess.
That's not even
the movie
close.
Wouldn't be Harriet.
No, it wouldn't be Harriet at all. And when I put Harriet Truman.
Bess Truman, otherwise known as Harriet. So Harriet Tubman. You know, I do want to see that movie, though.
I do, too.
I know. It's
I
one
do
of
too,
those
but here's
I
the problem.
See.
I don't want to be called racist, but like I saw the trailers.
Right.
And then if, like, I forgot about it, and now I remember, and again, because I saw the email, I was like, oh, I want to see that, because
I know
she has a gun, and it
I
looks
know. Harriet
cool.
Tubman was great.
Yes.
I mean, she was
a fantastic character.
A force of nature.
Yes.
I absolutely want
and
to see it.
And she's black,
yes.
Yeah. Let's just make sure you know that, because I might have got you confused when I said Harriet.
You did, but I thought it was Truman.
Truman, yeah.
I know who Harriet Tubman is. Thank you.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
Anyone else performing at the Oscars, or is the show over yet?
Oh, no. And in addition to the 5 nominated songs performances, the show will feature a special appearance by Questlove.
Oh, man. Oh.
And a guest-conducted segment by Amir Noon. And Noon is the first woman to conduct during the Oscars telecast. So if we're not breaking history...
Man, if you want to get me excited about watching the Oscars, you just have. Tell me I'm going to be able to watch the first female conductor conduct the orchestra at the Oscars. I mean, when you're trying to cut off the winners and the orchestra has to start playing their little music...
Play him out.
What's her name? Azina Noon?
Yeah, Amir Noon.
Amir, that's what I said. Amir Noon.
Amir Noon.
And she, wait a minute, hold on. Amir is.
Don't drop it.
Everybody up, play the music, right? You should come be the first female conductor. Man, do I want to watch that? Holy cow.